Call the meeting to order. As a result of the Governor John C. Carney's modified state of emergency declaration issued on March 22nd, 2020, all public hearings are hereby postponed until further notice. The agenda is amended by striking all the public hearings. Please note that as permitted by the gubernatorial authority in order to limit the risk of potential COVID-19 exposure, the public shall be denied entry to the Planning and Zoning Commission meetings. The public is encouraged to watch or listen to the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting electronically at sussexcountyde.gov. And with that, we'll entertain the approval of the agenda, the amended agenda.
Make a motion to approve the revised agenda. Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the February 27th, 2020 meeting.
Unless there are any changes, that would be as circulated.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of the February 27th, 2020 meeting.
There was one minor change, and it was just replacing Seth's name for mine, because that's the one.
Okay, so.
Yeah. And I already got that this now.
A second.
So moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the February 27, 2020 meeting as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. First order of business is old business this evening. We have two items, the first one being subdivision 2019-25 Workman's Crossing Dunn Investment LLC.
So for the commission's information, we were waiting on a septic feasibility study, full feasibility study on this, which we've now received and circulated to the commission.
Okay, so we're good. Okay, Mr. Chair, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2019-25 for Workman's Crossing Dunn Investment LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned AR1 agricultural residential. The proposed subdivision density of four lots and residual acreage of 11.483 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density in the AR1 zone. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on roadways. Six, given the small size of this subdivision, a waiver from the street design and buffer requirements is appropriate. Seven, the preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than four lots within the subdivision. Any further subdivision of the residual land shall require another public hearing. B, all entrances shall comply with all of the DLDOT's requirements. And C, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2019-25 for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2222, Jessica F. Peak.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CU number 2222 for Jessica Peak for a miniature golf course based on the record contained in the public record and for the following reasons. One, the site is located in a resort area of Sussex County between the towns of Bethany and South Bethany. This is an appropriate location for a miniature golf course. Two, the property is zoned C1 general commercial. A miniature golf course is an appropriate use on C1 property in this location. Three, this is a redevelopment of an existing commercial site. Previously, a liquor store existed on this site for many years. The use of the miniature golf course is consistent with the historical use of the property. Four, the property is surrounded by other commercial uses that are compatible with a miniature golf course, including the high-density Sea Colony development, a hotel, retail stores, and several restaurants. Five, the use will provide a family activity for residents and visitors to this area of Sussex County. Six, the use will not generate a significant amount of traffic as the use is within walking and biking distance of the Bethany Beach Resort area. 7, there was no entrance that the use would adversely affect the neighboring properties, area roadways, or public facilities. 8, there is no provision for miniature golf parking requirements in the Sussex County Zoning Code. In that instance, sections 115 through 163 and 115-164 of the code permit the commission to establish or modify parking requirements when there is not a clear calculation. In this case, 18 parking spaces is appropriate since much of the business will come from people walking or biking to the site. These parking spaces must be on site or provided through an appropriate shared parking agreement with the neighboring property owner. 9, several public testified in favor of the application and no parties appeared in opposition to it. 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a mini golf course and uses associated with that activity. B, the signage shall comply with the sign requirements for the underlying C1 zone. C, there shall be fencing along the Route 1 boundary of the property to prevent golfers and golf balls from inadvertently leaving the property and getting near the Route 1 right-of-way. The location and the type of fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. D, the application shall comply with all DLDOT requirements. E, at least 18 parking spaces shall be provided for the use. These spaces must either be on site or on an adjacent property pursuant to the shared parking lot agreement. F, all lighting shall be downward screened and shielded so it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, any dumpsters shall be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. H, the entrance shall be oriented to the north and east side so that families and golfers enter from that side and are discouraged from walking along Route 1 to get to the use. I, the applicant shall comply with all requirements of the Sussex County Conservation District regarding stormwater management on the site. The final site plan shall contain the approval from the Conservation District. J, the site plan shall include a landscaping plan that identifies the landscaping within the buffer area required by the combined highway corridor overlay zone. K, failure to comply with any of these conditions shall be grounds for termination of the conditional use approval. L, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Can I make Chairman one recommended change with writing it for you, Mr. Mears, at your request? And hearing you say it, I want to add one word. And number 3, could we say that it's consistent with the historical commercial use of the property? Because hearing you say it out loud, it sounded like a mini golf is consistent with the liquor store.
Yeah, you had to live there to know the historical use. I'm in my motion.
Right, if we could just insert that word.
Yes. As per council's suggestion, that's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Mears.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2222, Jessica F. Peak, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, moving on to other business. We have 4 items of other business this evening. The first one being WMF Power Sports LLC, site plan number 20-07.
Revised.
This
is a revised preliminary site plan for the proposed 2,200 square foot pole building for boat repairs and other site improvements on a 0.471 acre plus or minus parcel. The applicant is seeking relief from the off-street parking requirements and from interconnectivity for commercial uses. The site is located at 32665 Oak Orchard Road. The revised preliminary site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 34.08, and Parcel 54. The zoning is C1, General Commercial Zoning District, and GR, General Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. And I will note that on this plan, there is parking located within the front yard setback. There are approximately 12 parks in the front yard setback. I also would like to clarify that this also includes parcel 63, which is zoned general residential and is to the rear. They have submitted a lot consolidation plan, and that will be reported prior to the final site plan approval.
So the parking spaces that they're showing there, are those they want to get rid of them, or those are the ones they have planned to have? Anyway, this is what's confusing. They're like, we want to get rid of the parking requirement, but they have parking on their plan.
Right, so there's five existing parks for this particular location, and then they're adding an additional seven.
But they,
to my knowledge.
But they don't want to add the additional seven, or they do?
They do.
Okay, this is what's confusing. This is confusing, that the site is, that they're saying that they didn't want to have to, they're seeking relief from the off-street parking requirements. That's what was throwing me off. So I was like, but there's lots of parking already there, even though they said they don't need it.
Setback for relief from parking in the setback.
So the commission has the ability to allow parking in the front yard setback, and the applicant submitted.
Well aware of that.
And and they submitted some evidence specifically to that request.
And also to clarify, they're using the automobile service and repair garages parking calculation for this site, as the code currently does not have a parking calculation for a boat repair shop.
Right. And then when I read the reasons why they were asking for it, it was kind of like, we don't have anybody come there, and if we need our employees to park, they can park across the street. So I thought they were trying to just get rid of all the parking, but no.
I'm not really sure what that explanation was. I understand what you're talking about. I don't know if they just offered that as, as if to say, well, nobody's going to use them anyway, so let us have them. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, because I was fine with just saying, okay, if they don't, you know, have a couple of spaces, they don't need all those spaces, it sounded like, if nobody is using it. But there should be some spaces there because it's commercial use. And
I think the question is parking in the setback.
Okay.
That's what it boils down to. And there's already parking in the setback, so.
It's been there for a long time.
So.
I don't have a problem with it.
Any other questions or concerns?
Well, the only other thing is the interconnectivity, and I think they're related to each other, because if you've got parking right there, then how's somebody else going to be able to get in? I can see why they're saying they don't want interconnectivity. I say get rid of a couple of spaces and put on the plan where there would be connectivity if the other two sides became commercial uses. They don't have to, again, don't have to do it now, but it needs to be on the plan for later. Mr. Wayhouse, do you have something?
In light of those comments, we'd probably like to, if the commission was so minded, to grant the preliminary for the building, but with the expectation that we bring the final back, making those changes, or at least as a minimum, having explored those changes with further justification at the final site plan stage. So instead of being given to staff to approve the final, we bring it here. So.
That's fine with me. I mean, you know, I'm not the only person on the commission. Everybody else might say, we don't care.
I'm okay with that.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, so do I need to modify my motion?
So all you have to do is approve it as a preliminary, okay? And with some mention of the desire to see interconnectivity shown on the final site plan.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, in reference to WMF Power Sports LLC, S20-04. I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan to show interconnectivity and changes to parking as needed to accommodate interconnectivity, with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Did you say 20-07?
Yeah, it should be 07.
07, I'm sorry.
The final to come, final to come back to camp.
Come back here. Yeah, you can hear. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll come back.
I second
it. Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the WMF Power Sports LLC site plan 20-07 as a preliminary, with the recommendation that the plan be revised to indicate, at least to give consideration or to indicate interconnectivity, which will be presented to the commission when it comes back for final approval. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Hope you don't mind me paraphrasing your motion there.
That's great.
Our next item is Generations Welding, site plan number 20-08, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the proposed 2,800 square foot commercial welding fabrication shop and other site improvements for Generations Welding and Contracting LLC on a 1.605 acre plus or minus parcel located at 14716 Laurel Road. Conditional use 2178 was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their June 27th, 2019 meeting and approved by the Sussex County Council on their July 16th, 2019 meeting. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 19, and Parcel 30. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. I also will note that there are 5 parking spaces in the side yard setback proposed.
My question on this one then, since which I probably wouldn't have thought of if we hadn't had the whole interconnectivity conversation, is shouldn't this one have interconnectivity based on the recent code ordinance changes?
That's with the C2 parcel,
yeah,
to the west.
But it's the ordinance says conditional or with commercial uses. It doesn't say commercial zoning.
Yep. So if the adjoining use were to contain a commercial use, that use is definitely expected to have commercial interconnectivity.
Right.
The question being is, should there be this somewhere for them to connect to? And the commission could require that. So.
Well, and that, but that's what we've been doing. We're saying, okay, right now you don't need it, but if the other two ever go commercial, we want to have the space reserved for that so that we don't end up with another, you know, outlets down at the beach or something like that.
So because, like with the last application, this is a preliminary, and if that were the expectation at final, we could reach out to them and discuss that and explore that, bring the final back. Because they're not currently showing any verbiage or annotation on the drawing to that effect. So,
any other commissioners have anything to do?
I'm on board with that. Be consistent.
This has a preliminary. You just approved the preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to Generations Welding S2008, I move for preliminary approval. With a request that help me out here.
Consideration for interconnectivity, yeah, be shown on the final.
Consideration
site
for interconnectivity be shown on the final site plan, and does it have to come back to the?
Yeah, it'll come back. If you don't approve it as a final, it'll come back automatically. So all you have to do is say preliminary.
And that's my motion.
Okay.
I second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Generations Welding site plan 20-08 as a preliminary, with consideration given for interconnectivity to the adjacent parcels shown on the final site plan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Baker Petroleum Lewis Exxon preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for site improvements at the existing Lewis Exxon location. Site improvements include a proposed 3,748 square foot retail store, 29 new parking spaces, changes to ingress and egress to the site, and the demolition of an existing building. The site is located at the corner of Coastal Highway, State Route 1, and West Coates Road, with entrances from both streets. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 35. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial Zoning District, and staff are currently awaiting agency approvals. I will note that in this particular instance, that the applicant has used an average setback, and averaged their front yard setback per section 115-182C of the code. And I also will note that we have received justification to allow parking in the front yard setback, as well as the dumpster within the front yard setback, the dumpster in the side yard setback, and interconnectivity with the surrounding parcels. And that was received prior to the deadline, within the 10-day period.
Okay. So say that again about, you said interconnectivity at the end and I got lost. What? So where the
interconnectivity, the dumpster in the side yard setback, and then the parking in the front yard setback, as well as the dumpster being in the front yard setback.
Okay. Which is where everything is now in that site.
I don't think Lauren mentioned that there was an additional letter before the commission that was received due to the changes in the public. In the meeting format, we received a letter on March 18th that we've circulated to the commission today, whether you require more time to consider that, but that provides further evidence and explanation on interconnectivity, parking in the front yard setback, and the location of the dumpster. And we received that on March 18th after your packets were sent.
I would say on the interconnectivity, just familiar with that site.
Yeah.
That's it, just because of where Savannah Animal Hospital is on the backside of it, to make their parking and client requirements, they have double stacked parking, so they can't do interconnectivity just from their side.
I mean, it would be a place where interconnectivity would be incredible if they could do it, but yes, I understand that that's not, and it's basically what they have set up. This design here is not different really than what, a whole lot different than what they have going on now, other than they've thrown in a couple more parking spaces. So anybody have any issues or
no?
Okay, then I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan for Baker Petroleum Lewis Exxon.
Second. Do you want final approval by the staff?
Approval can be by staff.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Baker Petroleum Lewis Exxon site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is lands of the Dale Farm LLC, minor subdivision off existing easement.
This is a concept plan for a proposed minor subdivision off an existing easement. The proposed plan is to create one parcel measuring approximately 1.8 acres plus or minus. A preliminary minor subdivision plan will be reviewed by staff for compliance with the Sussex County Subdivision Code prior to the approval of any final subdivision plan. The subdivision is located off of Adams Road, SCR 583, in Bridgeville, Delaware. The tax parcel is District 530, Map 16, and Parcel 13. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and staff are currently waiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to lands of the Dale Farm LLC, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off existing easement with final approval by staff upon receipt of agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off an existing easement for lands of Dale Farm LLC with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearing, except we don't have any. for the record, I just want to note that the following public hearings have been postponed. Conditional use number 2224 Pamela Price, postponed. Change of zone number 1907 Matthew C. Heat, postponed. Conditional use number 2209 Matthew C. Heat, postponed. and change of zone number 1904 Dry Acres LLC postponed. Okay, we have an item of additional business this evening, which was to discuss the start time of future meetings, but given the fluid nature of things right now, we probably should wait until things get back to normal. This is maybe the last time that we physically meet as a group. The county is working on the technology for us to be able to meet electronically and still fulfill all the state and local requirements for a public meeting. As to when we would start doing public hearings again, just not sure. But we will continue to process site plans and so on, so people can get their plans recorded and go on about their business and get the get those things going. So that's sort of where we're at. Our next meeting is April 9th. By sometime between now and then, there'll be some communication about how we're going to do it. The time of day may not change. We may just continue to do it at 5:30. You may very well be able to do it from your home. That's all still taking shape. So we know we can do this. This I think worked out okay this evening, if we need to. But I know the county is working on the technology to make it so we can do it all remotely.
And I would just add to that, Mr. Willie, that I agree with everything you said. The county's also looking at the ways other jurisdictions are handling this as well, because it's sort of one thing to have the capability to do it. It's another thing for the capability to actually work smoothly, and that's what we're trying to find out.
Right.
Before we go down a path of a certain type of technology, has somebody else done it, and does it work? As a practical matter.
And just speaking for myself, I'm very pleased that our county government has kept the wheels running as much as they possibly can. I would really not like to see us not do any business at all, because once again we're playing with people's livelihoods and so on. And these things that we're doing, while they seem small and insignificant, people can't get on with their lives or their projects without them. So I would like to see us keep doing as much as we can do, and we'll just have to let that unfold. So, all right. Anybody else have anything for good of the order? If not, we stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing. Now, at the request of, I'd like you to get up.